Criminal Wine contains explicit and graphic content that may not be suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome back to another episode of Criminal Wine, where I am going to take you on a journey through the world of crime. So today, I was thinking that I don't really know of anything that ever comes out of Antarctica. So I started doing some research, and I was surprised at what I found. I never thought of that place as being very densely populated, which it's not. Looks like there is a population of 1 to 5,000 people, and that's a seasonal number, and they're all researchers. So you gotta know that in the deep parts of their winter, that, you know, they're isolated, they're probably having some sort of cabin fever. There had to be some fun stories that happened on Antarctica, because most of my stories come out of like Europe and America. So today we're gonna dive into the crimes that I found that were committed on Antarctica. So stay tuned for that, and we will get to that very shortly. Today I do have 6 separate stories of crimes that were committed on Antarctica. Now they're all very short, so don't worry, this won't be a super long episode, but I will tell you they're quite interesting. Honestly, I was expecting a lot more, considering, like I said before, you know, maybe the cabin fever, you know, you're isolated for months, you know, until you could be transported, when it's safe to be transported back to your country. I really expected a lot of dark history there, but really there's some fun stories, and I still want to share them with you, so stay tight with me here until I can pull up my first story. I do know that it started in 1959, and it was of 2 scientists that were just playing a casual game of chess just to pass the time. I mean, think about it. You're probably there for 6 months or more until, you know, you're done with your research or you can safely pass out, you know, of Antarctica. You're just stuck there. But one of the guys lost the game, and he became so upset, he started to attack his opponent with a pickaxe, you know, an ice axe. And the thing was, is when I was doing my research, some sources were saying that the guy was actually murdered, and in other cases it says that he was just, you know, injured and not fatally wounded. But what we do know at this point is that this did happen, and after this happened, chess games were banned on Soviet and Russian Antarctic stations. So no more chess for the Russians on Antarctica, that's for sure. Our next story is in October 1981, and it happened by the hands of an American researcher. This man was so fed up with his current conditions. He was just done with it. And one night he had got intoxicated and decided that he was going to burn down a chapel there that they had just so they would send him home early. But unfortunately for him, someone had noticed the smoke and reported to the firehouse, to which this person had reported and ran into this burning building. But no one died, but the crime was arson. So I don't have any additional detail. I would have loved to have known if they had arrested him or if he was in fact sent home early and then arrested. It doesn't give me much detail on that, but I do know arson is still a crime. In addition to our first arson story, it happened again in 1984 by a different American researcher and station leader and doctor. He was told to stay for the entire winter, so in order to avoid the order he was given, he burnt down one of the facilities. I would like to add that not all of our crimes are committed by lab researchers at the Antarctic stations. Sometimes they happen in other places. So in October 1996, a fight occurred between 2 kitchen employees. One of the cooks attacked the other cook with a hammer. Now, it doesn't say if it was a meat cleaver, it just says hammer, so it makes me wonder where they got the hammer from in a kitchen. But a third cook tried to break up the fight between the two, and the two victims were injured, did need stitches, no fatalities. But the assailant was arrested, flown to Hawaii, where he was faced with charges of 4 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon. So far, none of our stories have resulted in any fatalities, just some homesickness, maybe cabin fever, possibly boredom. We'll just say boredom. But that's about to change. So on May 11th of 2000, an Australian researcher had a fever, stomach pains, and nausea. By the next day, he was dead. It was believed at the time that this researcher had died of natural causes. It was onset of winter, so his body could not be transported for 6 months. They kept his body in a freezer in the observatory? Wow, what is wrong with me? Observatory, I can speak. Jesus. So after the 6 months was over, the body was flown to New Zealand for autopsy, and the autopsy concluded that he had died of poisoning. They do not know if this was intentional or if this came from something else, but it could have been a murder or it could have been an accident. We will never know. You can tell the wine is hitting good on this cold winter day in Ohio. Luckily for me, I'm not in the Antarctic and I won't go stir crazy, but we are going to move on to our final story, which occurred in October of 2018. The people involved, one was a Russian researcher and the other one was an electrical engineer. So what had happened was the researcher stabs the engineer multiple times in the chest. Now, what people were saying was the cause of this attack was because the engineer was giving away the endings of books that the researcher had checked out at the station. So essentially, he wanted to read his own books, not be told the ending. So without giving anybody the spoiler alert, he gave them the spoils. So other people were saying that the attack occurred because in the dining room, people were being told that he should dance on top of the table to make money. Both accounts say that the researcher was believed to be intoxicated at the time. So there was alcohol involved somewhere in there. But anyway, they'd worked together at the station for several months, and they had, you know, been confined in this space, which was also another factor that might have went into this. They were getting on each other's nerves. They were just, they were starting to bicker at each other, and the Russian researcher had enough, so he stabbed him in the chest. So that was it. Of course, he was arrested, but that was it for the crime stories that I could find on Antarctica. Not a whole lot happening over there, but honestly, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to go. It's cold, it's bitter, it's disgusting. It's a desert of snow and ice. So hopefully you enjoyed that. I am actually going to start doing a little bit more research on serial killers in other continents. You know, again, we cover America a lot. We cover European countries a lot, but what about other places? So stay tuned for the next episode, and hopefully I find something fun for you to listen to. I'll see you later. If there is a specific story that you would like me to cover, please reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram at Criminal Wines. And as always, thank you for listening.